It's time to check in with our friends at Alt Latino, Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst. They join us once a month to talk music and point us to good stuff we should check out. Felix, Jazz, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, Rachel.
Nice to hear both of your voices. We're starting with a bang. Felix, who are we listening to?
This is Tommy, a fairly new artist doing a very old form, bossa nova. Now, but this isn't bossa nova. It's a thing called My Africa. My Africa. In Portuguese, that's Mother Africa. And it's a musical nod to the African roots of Brazilian music. The sound and the title, it all reflects exactly what the music's about. And the album is very, very different, very laid back and very bossa nova. But I chose this one because it's a nice Sunday morning pickup thing.
Sure, I like it. Agradeço ao Pai por dar essa fortuna. Preciosas maravilhas, diamantes e safiras. Okay, a little Brazilian music, some African undertones. Jasmine, where are you going to take us in the world?
Next up, we're going to go to the Dominican Republic. This is Anthony Santos and Romeo Santos, two legends of Dominican bachata music, doing masoquismo, masochism. Esa mujercita no me deja dormir. Esa mujercita no me deja dormir. Con ese masoquismo yo no puedo vivir. Con ese masoquismo yo no puedo vivir. Ya mis vecinos saben lo que está ocurriendo. Esa demonia no es feliz si no le pego.
So that song is called Masochism? It sounds not masochistic, Jasmine. It sounds happy.
Well, it's a great genre because it's like very energetic and uplifting, but the lyrics are almost always really sad and heartbreaking. They're kind of called cortavenas, vein cutters. The lyrics are really, really sad, and the dance style is very sensual. It actually was forbidden by the Dominican dictator Rafael Trujillo, first of all, because it's just a very erotic style. The dancing is very sensuous. It was also considered kind of crass and rural, you know, read between the lines, very African influenced. But now there's not a single top 40 Latin station in the U.S. that does not play this genre. It's exploded.
Is it just me, or I feel like jazz always brings in these songs that are breaking some rules? Just pushing the envelope just a little bit. The old social mores. All right, Jasmine, you have another pick?
Yes, this is an Argentine rapper who I'm totally in love with. This song is not new, but I think in terms of giving a taste to your audience, this is just a really great song and one of my favorites. This is Sara Eve from the album Puentera. Suerte en el casino, nunca estoy tranquila. Hay gente organizada, tropa lumpa en quila. Perdona la iglesia, el gusano del tequila. Me encuentro con un lobo cada vez que hay esquila. Love, esto es Sara Eve. B-boyer de la calle dando killer al ballet. Bájalo de internet, que muera la compañía. Y que viva la planta de coca y el fernet.
Okay, Richie, you mentioned that we do have definite different tastes in music, which is, you know, part of the fun that we have on the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to slow things way down now. Okay.
As you do sometimes. In a good way.
Yes. Mellow Sunday morning music. This is jazz pianist Manuel Valera and a track called Glidings from his new album.
Okay, that's like really slow. Way to throw a bucket.
Is that a harmonica?
Yes, it is. You know, sometimes Jasmine and I are aligned, more or less, and sometimes we're like coming from...
This is not doing it for you, Jasmine. I like
it. We're having very different weekends.
Enough said. Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garz, they are the co-hosts of Alt Latino. You can check it out wherever you get your podcasts, or you can find them at npr.org/altlatino. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.